Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ted Uhlander. Batting second. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Rich Reese. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Charlie Manuel. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Rick Renick. Batting eighth. The catcher, George Mittewald. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Perry. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Perry. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The first baseman, Mike Fiore. Batting third. The center fielder, Ed Kirkpatrick. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Lou Piniella. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Joe Foy. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Paul Shaw. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ellie Rodriguez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Drago. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Dick Drago. And now, play ball. Ted Uhlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhlander hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fiore scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Uhlander for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Shaw scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Renick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Fiore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fiore hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fiore moves to second. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella hits a ball on the ground towards second. Carew scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew strikes out. One out. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Manuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manuel hits a fly ball into center field. Kirkpatrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards first. Reese scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Adair for the out. Foy moves to second. One out. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Renick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into center field. Belander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rick Renick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renick hits a line drive towards third. Foy reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Drago fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Dick Drago is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drago strikes out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Fiore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fiore is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fiore hits a fly ball into center field. Belander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kirkpatrick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 0 for 1 in the game. Olander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 1 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliva hits a line drive towards the mound. Drago catches it and throws to first to double up Carew. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0 for 1 in the game. Piniella hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Foy strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 1 in the game. Adair strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0 for 1 in the game. Reese strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Manuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manuel is 0 for 1 in the game. Manuel takes first base on ball 4. Rick Renick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renick is 0 for 1 in the game. Renick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaul is 0-for-1 in the game. Shaul hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Drago is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drago is 0-for-1 in the game. Drago hits a fly ball into left field. Manuel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Twins will come to bat. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0-for-1 in the game. Mitterwald hits a ball on the ground towards short. Shaul scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0-for-1 in the game. Perry hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kelly, who is chasing the ball. Perry reaches third base with a triple. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander is 0-for-2 in the game. Ulander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Shaul scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a line drive towards third. Foy reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kelly hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Carew reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Fiore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fiore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fiore hits a pop-up towards short. Renick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kirkpatrick is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-2 in the game. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-2 in the game. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Drago fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0-for-2 in the game. Reese hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Manuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manuel is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Manuel hits a fly ball into center field. Kirkpatrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0-for-2 in the game. Piniella takes first base on ball 4. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Foy takes first base on ball 4. Piniella moves to second. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-2 in the game. Adair bunts towards first. Reese fields it and throws to third for the out. Foy moves to second. One out. Paul Shaul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaul is 0-for-2 in the game. Schall hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. There goes Foy trying to get to home. Oliva throws the ball into Mitterwald, who tags Foy, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Adair moves to third. Schall moves to second. Two outs. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 2 in the game. Rodriguez is walked intentionally. Dick Drago is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drago is 0 for 2 in the game. Drago strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rick Renick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renick is 0 for 2 in the game. Renick hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Twins. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0 for 2 in the game. Mitterwald is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Uhlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhlander is 0 for 3 in the game. Uhlander hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a line drive into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kelly hits a line drive into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Fiore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fiore is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fiore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Renick fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dick Woodson now pitching. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kirkpatrick hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Uhlander. Kirkpatrick reaches second base with a double. Fiore moves to third. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Piniella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Fiore scores. Score that a fielder's choice. It's Twins, 1, Royals, 1. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kirkpatrick. The throw from Mitterwald and he is out, Killebrew applying the tag. Two outs. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Foy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Royals 1. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 3 in the game. Oliva hits a line drive into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 3 in the game. Killebrew hits a fly ball into center field. Kirkpatrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Reese hits a fly ball into center field. Kirkpatrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 3 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Schall hits a fly ball into center field. Belander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Rodriguez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Manuel. Rodriguez reaches second base with a double. Dick Drago is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drago is 0 for 3 in the game. Drago hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Mitterwald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Royals 1. The Twins will come to bat. Charlie Manuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manuel is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Manuel hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rodriguez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Renick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renick is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Renick hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0 for 3 in the game. Mitterwald hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Renick moves to second. Cesar Tovar pinch runs for George Mitterwald. Greg Nettles pinch hits for Dick Woodson. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Renick scores. Tovar moves to second. It's 2-1, Twins. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tovar. The throw from Rodriguez and he is out, Foy applying the tag. Nettles moves to second. Two outs. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Ulander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Nettles trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Tom Tyskinski now catching. Ron Peronoski now pitching. Frank Quilici now playing third base. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Fiore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fiore is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Fiore hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Quilici settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Kirkpatrick hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 2, and Kansas City Royals, 1. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.